Circus performance, especially acrobatics, is entertainment. It's an art, and in parts of the world, it's survival. A new documentary tells the story of two men who built two local circuses in very different parts of the world, the frigid far north of Canada and the searing heat of West Africa. The Inuit circus in a place called Iqaluit in the Arctic is named Art Cirque. The African circus is 5,074 miles away. It's called Kalabante. It's in Guinea, one of the poorest parts of the continent of Africa. Both places, Iqaluit and Conakry, Guinea, have desperately few jobs to offer young people and a dim future. The documentary is called Circus Without Borders. It tells the story of the improbable friendship and ultimate alliance of two key figures in these circuses, two men who became world-class acrobats and have started acrobatic schools in their hometowns. The film is made by Susan Gray, editor Andrew Kokora, and journalist Linda Matchin, who introduces us to one of the two main characters in the story, Guillaume Saladin, from the Arctic town of Iqaluit.
Iqaluit is a tiny community of a couple thousand people where a number of young people had killed themselves within a very short period of time. It just happened that Guillaume Saladin, who was a performer from Montreal, had been visiting there at the time. And he went back to his circus in Montreal and began thinking about this, thinking, what can I do to help? And really, the skill that he had at hand was acrobatics. And so he began to recruit some other acrobatic friends, and he went back to Iqaluit, which is the community in which he grew up, and started a circus called Art Cirque. And as it turns out, it almost seems, as it's been explained to me, that the Inuit are almost, I hate to say bred for it, but the Inuit are perfectly skilled to be terrific acrobats because historically they are very agile. They've had to be because of hunting, and they are short and quick, and they are just very, very strong.
And then we have this amazing link between the Inuit of northern Canada and these acrobats from West Africa in Guinea. How did the two come together, Andrew?
Well, Guillaume Saladin was in a circus in Montreal called Cirque El Waz, where he met Yamusa Bangura, who was an acrobat from Guinea.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
And they were roommates, actually. And they both realized that they had similar dreams, really the same dream, in essence, of helping their communities back home.
And did Yamusa Bangura's community in Guinea have some of the same problems that Guillaume's did in
yes,
the Arctic?
Yes, Guinea is one of the poorest countries. It was also, there was a great history of colonialization, very similar to the way the Canadian government sent students to residential schools in Guinea. There was the French government imposed French as the language, French culture, when it was a colony. And then when they had independence, really, there was the economy was almost none. And so Yamusa was fortunate. He was lucky in that when he was 10 years old, a circus came through and they wanted tryouts for traditional Ghanaian acrobats. Mm-hmm. And through a lot of hard work and dedication, he was one of those who was selected.
So here they are on different continents with the same purpose, mm-hmm. to try and help the communities around them and the people around them escape from what were really dire situations.
Yes.
Let's get introduced through your film, to the two of them.
Since the first day, I heard that there was a great acrobat from Guinea who was amazing. We didn't even shake hands, nothing. We started to do acrobatics together, and that was awesome. Instant bond. He started telling me he has his dream of going back to Guinea, start working with his brothers, try to bring other friends, family, and I was telling him, amen. That's exactly what I'm doing in the Arctic.
And then we also hear from Yamusa himself. Maybe, Linda, you can provide the English translation because he's speaking in French.
La vie, c'est faut pas juste comme se tendre les bras, toutes les choses vont arriver.
What Yamusa is saying here is that life is not just opening your arms and then everything will come to you. It's about taking one step forward and pushing against all barriers. That's how things will change.
So what is he talking about there?
It's a reference to the fact that there are all sorts of do-gooders who come into the country and who try to help these impoverished people. But really, ultimately, it's up to the Guineans to help themselves. And that's really what his circus, Calabonte, is all about. He's taken kids who are orphans, kids who have no opportunity to go to school, and he's brought them into a school that he has formed called Calabonte, and he's teaching them that the only way forward for you is to take responsibility for your own life, and that's how things will change. That's how things will improve in Guinea.
And so how old are the kids that he's bringing in, and how old are the kids in the Arctic Circus, Susan?
He works with little kids, and he works with kids all the way up to their 20s. But I think both troops are dealing in countries where they're really at the bottom of the economic ladder and they don't have a lot of options. So they play off of what they have. Guillaume started his circus in an empty swimming pool that nobody was using up in Iqaluit. Yamusa started his on a marsh that's flooded half the time. But with nothing, they really went from, you know, novices to making it to the world stage, and that's what we were filming.
What was the next step in this?
Yeah, when you start a film, you don't really know what the story is. So you find that out when you spend time with your characters. And as we got to know the characters, we realized that they were very positive individuals who did not want to speak about the problems of their communities. So even though it began with there's a problem of suicide in the Arctic, that was the last thing they wanted us to be telling. They didn't want to hear about the poor Inuit. They wanted to hear about the circus and the positive things that they were doing. And so it was a very long process for us to get the trust of Guillaume, who is the head of the circus. And one of the big dreams that Guillaume always had was to go and to meet Yamusa's family and to go to Guinea. And so while we were filming, the Inuit troop went to Guinea, and we were filming them. And we got there, and we saw how amazing what Yamusa was doing with his kids, and we saw how difficult the situation was. You know, Guinea is ninth poorest country in the world, and we saw that these were world-class acrobats who would never get out of the country. You know, something we found out in our research is there's a real problem now in these kinds of communities where the young people are looking at a lot of media and they're seeing the Western world and they're seeing that the people look different than they do and they dress different than they do and they have a lot of things that they don't have. And it's really hard for self-confidence and leads to depression and some of the problems that we encountered in the communities. So the idea of these arts programs is to bring them back to their traditions and teach them who they are. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but the Inuit were learning basic drumming and throat singing, they call it, and their own traditions, and then acting out, being polar bears on stage or hunting on stage. And Guillaume would take them out hunting and sort of teach them hunting. They've lost it, a lot of them. And the same thing was going on in Guinea. So it was really a beautiful way of seeing them become proud of their traditions, showcase that to the world, and then take that back to their communities. And that's a really important part of this film.
So they set out to do what we were talking about. They set out to make a better life for these people on both sides. Has it helped?
It's absolutely helped. In both communities, so much has been accomplished because of the acrobats. In Guinea, the money that has been earned by the performers in the United States has been sent back, and a school is in the process of being built for young people to learn acrobatics and general academics. On the Arctic side, the acrobats have, yes, they have earned money in their performances, but they've also developed a sense of resourcefulness in which they've built a black box theater in Iqaluit, in which acrobats from all over the world come and perform for the kids there and teach the kids and inspire them. And there's a youth center now that's going on, and the kids are staying in school, and they are seeing a future for themselves, whereas before, as they explained to us, there just was no hope.
Actually, we can see some of these performers now.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the Ghanaian performers that Yamusa works with in Guinea were able to get into a circus called Kavalia, which is an equestrian circus.
Touring the U.S.
Yes.
So here they are on different continents with the same purpose, mm-hmm. to try and help the communities around them and the people around them escape from what were really dire situations.
It's two groups who could not be more opposite. Yamusa is short and he's black and he has dreads, and Guillaume is tall and he's white and he's bald. You know, the Arctic is the north and cold, and Guinea is hot and really extroverted. And they're really best friends and they're on the same journey.
Thank you.
The film is called Circus Without Borders. It's by Northern Light Productions. Our guests were filmmaker Susan Gray, producer Linda Machin, and editor Andrew Kokora. Circus Without Borders has its world premiere this coming weekend at the Independent Boston Film Festival. By the way, one of the great characters in the film is, as you can hear, the music, drumming, guitar, vocals, all performed by musicians from Guinea in Western Africa and from the Arctic as well. I'm